From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Marches continued around the United States June 1st as President Donald Trump gave a defiant address to the nation about militarizing the response to protest about the police murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis last week. Military police then shot tear gas at a peaceful gathering and cleared out protesters and priests from across the White House so that Trump could hold up a Bible in front of a church for a photo opportunity. When asked by a reporter, and I quote, "Is that your Bible?" end quote, he replied, and I quote, "It's a Bible," end quote. Bishop Marion Budd of the Episcopal Diocese of D.C. said her church was not notified about being a backdrop for his photo op, and that, and I quote, "What we are witnessing now is the shredding of our national fabric," end quote. In this state, New York City implemented a curfew for the first time, but Albany did not. There were large protests in Brooklyn and Manhattan, mostly peaceful, but with looting and police confrontations later in the evening. In Albany, the Times Union reported that protests throughout the day were mostly peaceful marches, but after 9:30 p.m., there was a standoff at the city's police headquarters as some near the crowd of 300 shot off loud fireworks and police shot back tear gas around Henry Johnson Boulevard. The Buffalo News reported that in western New York, two law enforcement officers were injured when an SUV with two people with shotgun wounds in it drove through a line of police officers in a rush to get medical attention. Locally, the Daily Freeman reported that Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa posted on Facebook May 31st about two absolutes that are not accurate. Figueroa wrote, and I quote, "Not one member of law enforcement condones the actions that led to this tragic crime. Law enforcement is the only profession where if a police officer commits a murder or crime in another state, all police officers are considered responsible," end quote. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said that Ulster County officials, and I quote, "have zero tolerance for any form of police brutality in our county," end quote. The Columbia paper is reporting the American Red Cross has an urgent need for blood donations to prevent another blood shortage as hospitals resume surgical procedures and patient treatments that were temporarily halted this spring in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Healthy people who are feeling well are asked to make an appointment to donate in the coming weeks and months by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-733-2767, or downloading the Red Cross app. Hospital demand for blood products has grown by 30% in recent weeks. At the same time, blood drives are being canceled as many businesses and community organizations remain closed. To encourage donors to make and keep scheduled appointments, the Red Cross is offering a thank you gift for those who donate from June 1st through June 30th. Upcoming blood donation opportunities in Columbia County are June 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Chatham Firehouse, 10 Hoffman Street in Chatham, and June 11th, noon to 6 p.m. at the Hudson Elks Lodge at 201 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. CNYNews.com is reporting U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, June 1st, voted with a bipartisan coalition to add flexibility to the Paycheck Protection Program and to make it more accessible to upstate businesses in need of assistance. The program gives small businesses loans of up to $10 million to cover payroll and other operating expenses and is designed so loans are forgiven if the business retains its employees and their salary levels. The Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act extends the loan forgiveness requirements and the rehiring deadline so that PPP works better for small businesses in need of assistance. Delgado, a member of the House Small Business Committee, said, and I quote, "The bipartisan measure passed by the House today will allow more businesses and agricultural producers to use these funds as they chart new paths to reopening," end quote. The Bipartisan Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act makes updates in current 8-week covered loan forgiveness period to 24 weeks and extends the rehiring deadline, increases the current limitation on the use of loan proceeds for non-payroll expenses from 25% to 40%, extends the program from June 30th to December 31st, and lengthens the loan terms from 2 to 5 years. And you can read the full story at cnynews.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. County Executive Pat Ryan said May 31st, if Ulster County does not receive direct federal financial support, county officials will have to make, and I quote, much more difficult and costly reductions, end quote, to balance its budget and stabilize its finances. Ryan described a financial stabilization plan drafted by his administration to manage the county spending plan going forward. The plan, divided into 3 phases, outlines the amount of money the county expects to save from its actions. Ryan said it is still unknown how the COVID-19 pandemic will ultimately impact the sales tax receipts and state aid, so the plan includes several variables because of that uncertainty. County Legislature Minority Leader Ken Ronk said the financial stabilization plan is, and I quote, a good start, end quote, adding that he and Ryan have had a lot of conversations recently about the county's finances. The plan builds in flexibility to allow the county to respond to changes in funding and revenue reductions, Ronk said. Phase 1 was implemented in mid-March and included a spending and hiring freeze and offered buyouts to employees to help reduce expenses. Phase 2 of the plan, which is beginning now, identifies up to $10 million in immediate operational spending cuts. It could also call for the use of some of the county's unappropriated fund balance, which currently totals about $24 million. The third phase of the financial stabilization plan looks to streamline county government and to identify more opportunities for shared services with local municipalities and organizations. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.